from the palatial Pride 48 studios high atop the universe. It is time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Whoops, I Shaved Too Short, the brand of razors that everyone who shaves too short sometimes uses. Take no fear, it will grow back. You can check them out at oopsishavedtooshort.com and make sure you use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a special listener discount. Welcome to Doobies and Tit. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the clean-shaven state of Arkansas, Mr. Adam Burns.
Hey, Daniel. What's up? How's it going?
Oh, it's just Ducky. How are you?
I'm good, except...
See, I shaved too short.
Okay. I don't know what length you're going for, so I'm fine with that length. That length is perfectly...
No, the thing is that my razor broke. I had a wall razor, right, that I kept my beard trimmed with, and it broke. It just quit working. And so my lovely and dear husband bought me another razor. And I guess the settings are different. So when I shaved and cleaned it up yesterday, which it should have been, there should have been more left than what is there.
I think it looks fine. But then again, see, I'm not a facial hair aficionado, or however you want to say that. So, you know, the shorter the better for me. I mean, really. But, you know, to me, it looks fine. I mean, I don't know. Why are you always showing me things? Well, I don't even know what that says. I was trying to...
See, no, it's fine. I'm transitioning now because, you know, Adam, today is we're recording this on the 18th. So this may very well be the last show that will go out before my birthday, which is 10 days from now, on March 28th. But see, this came in the postal service for me.
It says, "Hey, Daniel," and then I can't read what's underneath it.
It's D. Baker.
Oh, okay. And it's someone standing up against a car.
With,
is that platypus character?
Yes. And this is the guy who does the voice of Perry the Platypus.
Oh,
and,
I see. Okay.
Auntie Vera Charles works with this gentleman on occasion. Because, you know, I don't remember if you remember that in our comment section, she had mentioned that she had been on several episodes of Phineas and Ferb. So she actually was working with the voice of Perry the Platypus.
So do we know what voice she does, or is that a secret?
I don't believe she is doing any of the main voices. She's not a recurring character.
Because I started to watch an episode and I was like, I wonder if Auntie Vera is any of these characters. And I didn't get very far. I fell asleep.
See, in the back of the envelope says Agent P on it. This wasn't Vera didn't send it to me. And there was a lack of a return address up here. It was sent to me by Perry the Platypus. So,
wow.
She just gave my address to the guy. I said, "Here, send him something." And so she didn't even know what he was going to send me.
Well,
it could have been $1 million.
You know, you're so enamored with a platypus. I mean, what psychologically, what can we say about how enamored you are with some animal that's a mixture of a duck and a seal or something? I don't know. Whatever a platypus is,
he is a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal of action. That's all I got to say. Anyway, you know, he's buried the platypus.
So remind us what your birthday is, what the date of your birthday is, so that
us what my birthday is. My birthday is the commemoration of the day that I was born. That's what my birthday is. When it is, oh, that's an entirely different story. My birthday is March 28th. So you still have 10 days to get your presents in. Let me tell you, they're pouring out of the woodwork right now. Presents pouring out of the woodwork. Thank you.
Well, do you want to give us your address on the show, or have you already? You did that at one point, didn't you? I don't know if you gave the whole thing.
You know what? We're moving in June. So, yeah. No, if you want, yeah, I'll be happy to give out the address. If you want to send something to me, it's 200 Cold Spring Road, apartment 111B, Rocky,
that's
Connecticut,
200 Cold Spring Road.
That's right.
Apartment 111B.
B.
Right. As in boy. And what was the city, state, zip again?
Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
And what was
06067.
So you guys aren't even important enough to get a 1 or anything in your zip code. You get a 0.
You know what? You know what? One of the PBS shows that I used to watch as a child was called Zoom. I don't know if you recall Zoom.
No.
But Zoom had a... sorry, I was distracted. I'm cleaning out my spam folder while I'm talking to you here. And, well, first of all, I got a spam email from someone named Carly Sith. And I'm just like, really? Like Star Wars Sith?
So this show is so... You're like, we expect the listeners to listen to our show and be, you know, enjoy it and like get some sort of amusement out of the show, and you're and be interested in listening to us speak. And you're so interested in hearing us speak that you're cleaning out your spam folder.
No, well, it went, I was trying to get to my email box where I had gotten two birthday presents, one of them from Gravitas and one of them from someone else. And I was going to thank them by name. And while I was there, I saw that I had 45 spam mails. And so I just clicked over there to delete them all real quick, because that's what I do. And so I in between the normal spam, which is like the Harry BF update and the, what is it, Blog Talk Radio that I can't seem to get rid of, and Bareback Twinks. I get a lot of those.
You get a lot of Bareback Twinks, do you?
Spam. Spam, a lot of Bareback Twink spam. And then in between all that is, of course, this one that was just jumped out at me, Carly Sith.
Huh.
And I was just like, oh. Like,
well,
like,
that shows
like
you how good the tracking that is being done on you by those
right.
evildoers that track us is, because it knows that you've been playing that online game.
What online game?
Haven't you played, were you not one of the ones who tried out the new... the Old Republic game or whatever?
I will neither confirm nor deny that. They did. It's too late for you listening now, for any of you who are listening now, but this, the Star Wars The Old Republic did have a free weekend.
Are you embarrassed that you might have played that game?
No, it's just I have planted my flag. I have decided that I will not play it for at least 6 months.
Oh, okay. Wait,
because I'm tired of beta testing everybody's MMOs for them. So it's like Rift. I jumped in and bought Rift, and I was playing Rift, and it just wasn't quite finished. And so then 6 months later, you know, I went back to it, and it was really good. So now I'm playing Rift, and so now that's my new thing. It's like I'm just going to wait 6 months, and then they can get all the kinks worked out of it.
Well,
and
see,
that way I'm not paying the money up front for that.
I think that's my thing. See, I just don't want to beta test anyone's MMOs. So I think the reason that I'm not playing World of Warcraft currently is because I think they just need a couple of more years, and then they will have it
perfected. Now, here's an interesting thing. Here's an interesting thing for you who had a World of Warcraft account.
I still do.
Oh, you still do?
I still do. Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's no good. I was going to say, had you let it lapsed, they have this new Scroll of Resurrection thing, which is, you know, the get a friend to come back to play, where they will give you a level 80 character.
Really?
So, yeah. So that way you can catch up to your friends.
Well, I could let it lapse.
You should let it lapse. And then we'll do the refer a friend. Because that, honestly, Adam, that's the only way you're ever going to get.
I just can't be bothered to level up. But if they'll
what is
give
your
me
character,
a level.
Well, you know why you can't be bothered to level up? Because you never play. So
well, I know, but they give you these
kind of like the lottery.
Tasks,
you have to play it to win it. You can't win it if you don't play it.
I tell you what I am excited about, though. Uh-huh. And I think I will actually play this, but I'm not certain. I am excited about Diablo 3 because I used to play Diablo 2 all the time with one of my exes, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm thinking maybe Diablo 3 is my game. Maybe.
that would be the only game that you would want to play would be Diablo 3.
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking that I'm trying to get sucked into World of Warcraft, and I have been unsuccessful.
Okay.
But Diablo 3, I know that I enjoyed Diablo 2, and we played hours and hours and hours, and I loved it. So maybe Diablo 3.
I'm trying to tell you, though, May 17th, they have finally released a release date.
I did hear that.
Yeah,
so
17th.
I was...
speaking of games.
Yeah. Well, I was at work, and I just wanted to bring this up because I wanted to know if anybody else did this, because I think... Do you ever sit there and think to yourself, you know, you're doing something or you're thinking something that's kind of weird, and you think, I wonder how many other people in the world do this thing or think this thing, you know, or is it just me? Do I need to be on some kind of drugs? So I'm in the bathroom, of course, and well, not of course.
I'm sorry. The answer to that is no.
I mean, there are so many people in the world. Anything that
I'm just saying,
someone else
I don't do anything that I find odd enough that I would question why I'm doing it and wonder if other people do it and whether that would be okay or not. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I do a lot of weird things, but I'm fully confident that I am not the only person doing them.
Well, so, and I should be too, but I think these things. Anyway, so I'm in the bathroom and I'm peeing. As I want to do in the
bathroom.
You
know what? I'm just going to stop you right there, Adam. Lots of people pee.
Right.
It is a natural function of the human body. And if you were wondering, you know, if you're the only person that goes to... So you're vain enough to think that they put those urinals into all of those restrooms.
Yeah, right. They
just
put
for
them
you.
All in there just
Because you're
for
the
me.
Only one. You would be the only one that would use those. Would be that. And
No, I know. Anyway, I know that I'm not the only one because there are lots of people lined up in there all the time. But so I'm sitting there. I'm actually standing there and I'm peeing.
Oh, you're also not the only one masturbating because I see that in videos a lot.
Right. Okay. Well, I wasn't masturbating in there. So I was standing at the urinal and I was peeing.
Yes.
And I start to, you know how pubes and things will collect, you know, in the urinal? You know what I'm talking about? Or sometimes people will have gum and they'll decide they're going to spit it out in the urinal. Mm-hmm. So the particular urinal that I had a wad of gum on the edge and it had some pubes. And so I'm kind of bored. I'm just sitting there, you know, and you try to kind of look at yourself. You try to only look at your area because you don't want anyone else to think that you're looking at them. So I start to kind of take the stream and kind of circle it around to kind of clean the urinal, right? So I'm like, I'm trying to wash down the, you know, like as if I'm getting points or something, you know, it's like, oh, I got to get that pube over there before I run out of pee, you know, this is a heavy piece of gum. Let's see if I can get that to go down the hole in the middle, right? So,
yes.
So I was just wondering because that's something.
Representing the United States of America. Adam Burns. And the urinal peeing competition.
Well, yeah. So I got to thinking because that's something that I do on. I mean, I can think back to several times that I have cleaned the toilet bowl or the urinal with my stream at home, at work, whatever, you know. And I was just thinking, you know, has anyone else ever done that? Is that just a me thing, you know? And then I was thinking about. I was thinking about urinals and just in general, you know, as again, one is want to do when you're, I don't know, bored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so first of all, I want the listeners to tell me, do you clean your toilet bowl with your pee stream? Now the women.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Never in my life have I been so happy to hear of someone's potential death. Hello?
Well, hello, boys. Oh, goodness. Well, since my last call didn't go very well, and since I know Daniel is old enough to remember when disco was popular, I thought I would call and let you know that Jimmy Ellis, darling, he was the front man from the Tramps. You remember Burn, Baby, Burn.
Disco Inferno.
Oh, girl, yeah. I love disco. And since you were around back then, you should remember him. Well, he died today.
He died.
74 years old. Oh,
excellent.
Goodness.
Almost as old
but at
as
least he had a few good hits, girl. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if you know who that is. Well, I'm sure that Adam doesn't know.
Right.
Oh, well, kisses, darlings. Yeah.
Right.
Bye.
All right, so Miss Donna Sugars has called into a report that, what was it, Jimmy Ellis has died?
You know, Miss Sugars, I'm going to have to tell you, I know the song, but I did not know who sang it. So,
well, it was the Tramps. I mean, you wouldn't have known him, his name, but it was, you know, I mean, it was like the Monkees. You didn't necessarily know all of the Monkees' names ahead of time.
I used to watch the Monkees, though, you see.
Okay, well, that's different because they were on a TV show.
Right, on Nick at Night. So I did not know the guy's name. I probably wouldn't even have known the band but I would recognize the song. So do
right.
I get
well,
some
I,
points
I would,
for that?
Let's see. This, however, is not the Tramps. This is not the Tramps. So this would be the... I like this version better. See if you can recognize the singer here. That singer hasn't sung yet.
Burn, baby, burn. Burn,
Name a singer.
Oh, I don't know. I know this isn't who it is, but I can only think Patti LaBelle.
Oh, no. Wait. Listen a little bit more. Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Tina Turner.
Oh, anyway, I was thinking, who's that other black chick? And I couldn't. And
right.
I couldn't.
It's the other black chick. It's Tina Turner. Wait. I got nothing on that. It's the other black chick. Excellent. Right. That's kind of like saying, it's not Andy Vera. It's that other old podcaster.
Exactly.
Who's that one?
Big Fatty.
Yeah. It was the, all right. So, Donna, you know what? Donna Sugars, yes. You get an entry into the contest here.
And God.
We have another $5 to the pot, which I'm still behind. I'm not sure what the pot is up to. It's got to be at least up to like $65 at this point. So I will.
Congratulations, because she has just been going on and on about not getting actual points.
Right.
So
there you go. Congratulations, Donna.
So anyway, I was thinking about urinals and that. And okay, Mr. Brewer, do you ever do that? If you are standing at a urinal, do you find yourself washing things down?
No.
No?
Because I don't stand at a urinal.
Oh, okay. You don't stand. Well, you know.
I am a dainty lady who prefers to sit when I pee.
Well, so it got me thinking about urinals. And I thought, you know, that's like a game. I thought I have seen a game, an actual game somewhere that they put like at bars or something like that.
Yep.
Well, I didn't find that, but I found an ad or a TV show that was showing inventions. And this, instead of it being a game, this was something for children to learn how to aim, basically, and to make sure they don't pee on the rim. So this is called the Wii Target. Is what it's called.
The Wii Target. And, hey, it's a Wii Target.
Right. And I'm going to play a little bit of this here.
If you have young boys in the family, you'll know they have trouble aiming when going to the toilet.
And most of the time, they're easily distracted and have more exciting things to do.
Yes?
Why is it always the British that come
No, this is Australians.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Don't know.
Wii Target is a toilet training device for boys.
It's a fun way to help them concentrate until the task is complete.
Until the task is complete.
The device sits inside the bowl just above water level.
A black circle at the center is made of heat-sensitive ink.
When the child's warm urine hits the target, the ink fades to reveal a surprise picture.
Okay. All right, fine. Stop. Stop.
So,
until the child's uncle comes in and starts scooping the water out and carrying it off into the other room in a bucket.
Basically, it's a black dot that you hang in there, and when the child's warm urine hits it. It reveals.
What is it with these people, these British / Australian folks and their fascination with pee? You know, just a short little Google search here. The very first link that shows up is from The Guardian. So a British newspaper here. British company Captive Media has developed technology letting men shoot and fire at targets with their stream.
I knew I'd heard of it. Anyway, so this one... What was I going to say?
This one, the British one, is infrared, and it's got a little iPad app and stuff.
It's got an iPad app. Wow.
Yes.
There's an app for everything. Well, I knew I'd heard something about something that they were putting in urinals at bars, you know, for drunkards to, like, go in there and, you know, see if they could hit the target or whatever. But
right.
This one, it's kind of disturbing, the video. It's on YouTube, but they actually have a little boy, and he pulls his pants down. Now, of course, they don't show that area, but they show that his pants actually drop. He stands in front of the toilet, and then you actually see the viewpoint is as if the camera were inside the toilet bowl, and you see the stream of water hitting the camera lens or whatever.
So you're seeing the young boy pee on you.
Right. I mean, you are watching this young boy pee on you. It is not it's kind of, yeah. But anyway, there you go. I was just wondering if anyone else cleans the toilet. Now, I know girls probably that would not be something that they would be capable of doing very well.
Well, they might. They just can't see. Perhaps if they had some kind of, a webcam.
Right. A urinal cam. I know, a toilet
and
cam.
And we could hook it up to an iPad app of some kind so that they could see the eye. don't know. Anyhow, Jesus, move the show.
So actually, that makes me think of one other thing I just wanted to mention that's related to games. There is a game that I started playing on the iPad called Draw Something. And I don't normally play games, but it's kind of like Pictionary. And you and your friends, it gives you little words. You get three different choices, at level 1, 2, or 3, and then you draw that. And then when it's their turn, they get a video playback of you actually drawing whatever it is, and they have to guess what it is. And okay. Then it just goes back and forth. It's kind of fun.
That's okay. All.
I wanted to mention that.
I'm not sure I followed that, though.
Well, you take turns.
You take turns drawing.
And you get three choices of words, and you have to draw that word, okay?
Then
once you're done drawing, you click done or whatever, and then that other person will get a notification on their iPad, and I think there may be an Android app as well, and you can play with, like I could play with you possibly. But anyway, and you get a notification, hey, you've got a drawing waiting, and you tap to watch the drawing, and it actually shows you a video of the person, not a video, but like a screen capture of the person drawing it. And then you get bonus points for guessing right. Faster or slower or whatever.
Gotcha. All right. So there we go. Excellent. I don't know what happened.
Me either.
In my life. It's like I was fairly sure that I had moved pretty far north. You know what I'm saying? I'm fairly sure that I had moved up to about as far north in the United States as you could go. And, you know, I not only thought that I did this on my own, but I seem to recall people, it's mighty cold up there. It's brutal up there.
Are you going to talk about the temperature and the lack of snow again?
I'm just saying it is not even yet the first day of spring. And today, we had our first 70-degree day. So it was 71 today here in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
You know, I think we need to have, this should be a new segment of the show. It should be like the Northern Weather, you know, come up with some catchy name, but, you know, the Northern Weather Report, you know, you could say, you know, if you look right over here, we got this cold front. Anyway, I can't do that, but, you know, it seems like we're getting that every show. So you should just give us, you know, the update.
My cat's name is Mitten.
Yeah.
So, Adam, you know, it's the reason that we're having our first 70-degree day today and the reason that it is daytime on my weekend when I could be playing video games and instead I'm recording this podcast, the reason for that is because you were unable to record on Thursday night, the night that we normally record. Why?
That's all you had to say about the temperature? Because I was really interested.
No, you weren't.
I really was.
Nope.
I really wanted to hear about your hot flashes there in the north. Well, no, okay, so the reason we couldn't record is because Mark... You know, we got a comment about that. One of the listeners is confused now and doesn't know what his name is. Is it Mark or Mittens?
His name is Mittens. You know, it's real easy. His name is Mark, but we call him Mittens because, you know, he's adorable like a little mitten.
Daniel likes me to call him Mittens because Daniel likes any reason that he can use the little sound effect. So I have to. Right. So, Mark, a.k.a. Mittens.
Too bad his name wasn't Roger because I got
Roger.
Well, you just need to find something for Mark. Anyway, so he is now, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show.
You did. You went on and on about the goddamn. He's going back.
Did I?
I'm gonna lose him for an entire month. I won't be able to see my mittens.
Oh, it's more than a month.
No, how long is it?
3 months that he will be gone. Here. No. So here is the bad thing about it. I really like him, and I think he really likes me. I mean, so I'm getting that at least. But my issue is with this, beside the fact that I've kind of gotten used to having him around, as one will do when you're dating someone, is that we've only been dating for 2 months, and he will be gone for 3 months. So I have this fear in my head that since he's going to be gone longer than we've actually been dating—
Yes.
Right. That he will sort of get over me and forget about me within that time frame because he's only had 2 months to start liking me, but he's going to have 3 months to just completely get over me. So by the time he comes back, you know, and I'm afraid it's going to start out like we're texting, you know, like every 5-10 minutes, you know, and we're keeping in contact. And then, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in, we can't be bothered to do that. And then it goes to, you know, maybe every 8 or 9 hours, you know, every half day we might text each other. And, you know, we might talk every few days on Skype. And then after a month, you know, maybe we'll talk once a week on Skype. And then it'll just kind of lessen and lessen and lessen. And then I'll be like, what was your name? And he'll be like, I don't know what, you know, and what do you think about that?
Let me get this straight. You're already worried about what's going, you're already plotting and planning the demise of your burgeoning relationship already. You're already mentally sabotaging this by saying, oh, it's good. We're going to have to, it's like, whatever. Just see what happens.
Well, I'm a negative person. Okay. I have proof and I don't remember what it is. So don't ask me, but I have proof that, oh, I do know what it is. When I think positively about something, the negative always happens. For instance, our bonus this year at work.
Yes.
I was thinking positively based on all of the information that everyone was giving me that we were going to have this fantastic bonus and it was going to be great.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to get all this stuff done. Well, we had the lowest bonus this year of like any year that they have ever given the bonus.
Right.
And it's all because I was thinking positively about
it. Right, exactly. Because that's the only thing you've ever thought positive about was that one thing. And that is conclusive proof. So that entire point leading up to the very first Pride 48, when you were just like thinking positively that everything would go off without a hitch, and it did, that was just a fluke, right? Or the thinking about going to Vegas, now everyone would think that you were just adorable and cute and that you were a very thin, attractive person.
I wasn't thinking that everyone thought that I was
adorable. And everyone did. See, that this the whole like, you're just... You need to get over this. All right. So here's the thing. There's a big difference because it's not like he's leaving to go back to Mittens Land because wherever he's going back to. I don't know where he's going back. Where's he going back to?
The Philippines. He's in Manila.
Excellent.
All right. So he's going to go back to Manila. It's not like he's going back there having broken up with you. So it's not like he's going to go and be pining for you. And so, you know what I'm saying? There's a very different mindset from I just broke up with him and now I have to get over him. As opposed to, oh, well, this kind of sucks and we're going to be gone from each other for 3 months. And maybe, you know, I kind of know you, so I'm hoping that you're not like thinking that that you're not like going, oh, you have to be, you know, save yourself for me and you have to be all like monogamous and stuff, right?
I'm trying not to say those sorts of things, but it is the type of thing that will, you know, from time to time be thought about. But I'm trying not to make those comments.
Well, just
right.
Just don't relax. He'll come back.
I know. Well, and you know, and we've had the
you know what, Adam.
So.
If you love something,
set it free and it will come back to you. Well, you know, he and I have had this discussion, and he even said to me, he said, you know, I'm really concerned because I know how much you like sex, and I'm going to be gone for 3 months, and he's like, you know, maybe you need to have sex with you know. While I'm gone, but just make sure it's only once with each person.
Right.
And I'm like, what? You're telling me to have sex? That's
yes,
horrible.
And no kissing.
Right. That's the rule.
You going to get this one? You want me to get this one?
Yeah, I can get it.
All right, go ahead. I'll let you get the phone over there.
It's not ringing anymore, but I have.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Scott.
Not in any particular order. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler, and I have a celebrity death phone call.
A celebrity death phone call.
I'm pretty sure I will be the first person and the only person to ring up about this, unless Artie Cruiser calls.
Artie
Although
Cruiser.
You don't know who he is.
Artie.
He
Artie
is a
Cruiser.
Podcast listener from Australia.
Named Artie.
All over the Twitterverse.
Artie Cruiser.
And, anyway, but you two obviously hate him. So, ignoring the fact he might have called about this, a very famous Australian person has died.
Uh-huh.
I can hear Adam.
So- Wait, is that an oxymoron to say a very famous Australian?
Famous Australian person. Olivia Newton-John? Are there other famous Australians?
Oh, wait, the Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, Paul Hogan.
Yeah.
TV's Crocodile Dundee has died.
Okay, here we go.
Guy's name. I can hear Daniel rustling through the papers of the terms and conditions where it says that the famous person must be an American. However, I don't recall that ever being announced. So a very famous Australian celebrity has died, and that is Ian Turpie.
Oh.
Or Terps, as he's known to his friends. Ian Turpie was the host for many years of The Price is Right in Australia. Plus, he also had a couple of other shows on TV and some other acting gigs, and I think also a radio show. But he is definitely a household name.
Hold on. Just pause it for a second. He's so famous that Scotty can't even remember whether he has a radio show.
Well, he knows he was on The Price is Right.
No, what I'm just saying is, like, if Ryan Seacrest died, we would both go like, oh, yeah, Ryan Seacrest, who's on the radio, and he's the host of American Idol, and, you know, he's was up for Matt Lauer's job on The Today Show. I mean, we could, even if we don't listen to Ryan Seacrest's show, we are aware of the fact that he is a radio announcer. And this guy here, apparently. So
the Terps or whatever he's
Terps. It sounds too much like the Terpster.
And I'm not sure in your time. It might have been 3 days ago. Anyway, this is Scotty. Thank you for my entry. Oh, yeah.
20. Right.
He still sounded like he was doing something, but I think I figured it out. He must call us when he's walking home or walking to the bus or whatever.
I much prefer the masturbation angle.
$720. All our bids are locked in. Good luck to you all. Our prize, $799. Merry Lee.
I guess that must be him. That is The Price is Right Australia here.
Right. I wonder if he, what was the little song that they would play, the guy going up the hill and then, you know, the yodeling man, he goes down the hill, you know, or whatever. Or when he died, if they played that bum bum ba dum. Yeah, right.
Which is exactly what Scotty gets there. I'm sorry. No, we're not going to go for the obscure Australian dude. And by the way, just as a side note here, Scotty's like going through the, oh, I'm sure he's going to like say there's got to be American only. I've noticed that recently that every time Google makes an announcement about any of their products, immediately all the foreigners start glomming on. Oh, it's US only, isn't it? Ah, fuck you. It's US only. Ah, fuck. It's like, you know, you guys do realize Google is an American company, right? you do realize that, don't you?
Well, there
I mean, we are an American podcast. It's not that we're like actively trying to exclude you. It's just that copyright laws and whatnot are different in different countries, and it's very difficult to do things other than the country that you're based in.
Right. So by the copyright law keeps us from giving you that $5. Right. So sorry.
It does.
About that,
we would get in trouble with international exchange.
We'd have to report that.
What is the exchange rate on their $5 bill, which I believe is called an Aussie?
An Aussie. Right.
Got my Aussie cruiser.
Exactly. So anyway, I think I was basically done, but I just wanted to say, so he actually is already gone. He left on Friday. I took him to the airport, and aww. I am pleased to report, although he listens to this occasionally and he may not be pleased for me to be pleased about this, but he has said, I miss you in almost every text I've gotten and made one comment about wishing he was still here. So I feel a little bit vindicated. In my, but it was rather lonely this weekend not having him around. But I found a countdown clock a website where you put in the actual date and time that you're counting down to. And right now, as we speak, it is 90 days, 4 hours, 21 minutes, and 7 seconds until the return of Mittens. So I just.
We will check in on every show now for the Mittens countdown. And find out exactly what the the countdown.
I should find a widget and like put it on our webpage or something, you know, of like counting down.
Right. But you know what? I was trying to look up earlier, but Gravitas did send for my birthday. Sent this. I've not heard this yet, but he sent this for me. So
buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, buy it, use it, break it.
Oh. wow. Like, way to make the intro to the song even longer. All right, excellent.
Could we do it in other languages as well? You know?
I'm not entirely sure there, but thank you very much, Gravitas, for sending me the Technologic song. Also, I got one from our Canadian listener, one of our Canadian listeners, Turnipad, who sent me a version of it, but he sent it in some kind of weird Canadian archive format, RAR or something, and I don't know how to unrar it. So
you don't know what RAR is?
I do, but I refuse to load a RAR program on my computer because they're all sketchy and
RAR.
It's just, yeah, I'm just saying. Can you redo it with Zip or something, Turnipad? Anyway, so thank you both, Gravitas and Turnipad, for sending me those two wonderful things for my birthday. And so here we are in the tech segment, and the first thing I see on the list here is Get Glue?
So I've been using the Twitter recently. The main reason is one of the best ways for Mittens and I to communicate, because he never checks his text messages through Google Voice, is he checks his Twitter regularly. So I've been direct messaging him. And let me tell you, on a non-smartphone, if I don't have my iPad with me, that is one of the most tedious things to do, pulling up a text message and typing DM and then his name and yes, then whatever. So I made a template, but that's not even any faster.
Weren't you going to get a phone now that you've gotten your...
They haven't released it yet. The phone that I want, I'm waiting on to get released.
Okay.
Anyway, so, but I keep seeing these things on Twitter, and I thought surely you would know what this is. So I didn't really do much research into it.
Don't you have your iPad? Can't you Twitter on that?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I don't have it on me, you know, whatever. So yes, right. I do both. But
all right, so what?
So I've seen all these updates, and they're random. Like, sometimes it'll say, oh, so-and-so is enjoying Dubious Intent podcast, blah, 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 Get Glue. And then sometimes yes, it'll say, so-and-so is enjoying this porno, Get Glue. And then sometimes it'll mm-hmm. say, so-and-so is watching this TV show, Get Glue. What mm-hmm. the hell is Get Glue, and why do I care?
Well, it's not a thing. These are people asking for glue, I think. Is they it's like, you know, like get milk or get eggs or something like that. They're asking for people to get glue. Now, Get Glue is a service. It's one of those things I signed up for a long time ago, and I quickly stopped using it just because it needs to have some more thought. It's a cute idea, but it needs to have more thought put into it. But the concept of it is when you are listening or watching any form of media. So let's say you're watching Brothers and Sisters on Netflix, or you're watching Brothers and Sisters on television or whatever, you can broadcast that out, and then you can follow people based on the similar interests. So if people know that Adam likes Brothers and Sisters, and they're like, oh, hey, I like Brothers and Sisters too. Oh, and look, and Adam also likes, The Good Wife. Well, maybe I should check that out because he likes these other shows that I like. And so it's just kind of like a way to tell the world what it is that you're watching. But like I said, I don't like the interface on it because it really is one of those you have to go through a lot of steps in order to tell people that you're watching something.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, because that's what I was wondering. I was wondering, are they on a web page like YouTube or something, and they're actually, it's like one of those share links where they're just clicking a Get Glue thing and it's like broadcasting.
It is an app. It is an iPhone and Android app.
You know, but I don't know if I'd want people to you know, to know the combinations of things that I might be watching. I mean, one day
it's not for you, is
you know,
it? But that's
Adam
why they're
is watching Brothers and Sisters, and the next day it might say, you know, Adam is watching Brothers Who Fuck Brothers, you know,
but
or whatever.
You would have to choose. In other words, it's not automated at all. In other words, worse than it not being automated, here was my frustration with it. Worse than it not being automated was the fact that it was unintuitive. If I'm sitting down and I'm telling it that I'm watching a television show, then it should at least restrict my choice, or at least prioritize the choices of TV shows that I'm going to say as to what's on right now, as opposed to making me search through every single known television show. If it's Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, it should, you know, the first three choices of what show I'm watching right now to tweet out should be The Good Wife and Shameless and something else. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the shows that are on.
I think people have way too much time on their hands.
They do. What I think. But, you know, that's people that have way too much time in their hands need to play video games. All right. So let's see. And what's this later, bro?
So this other thing is also Twitter related. I was looking.
See, this is why I left. By the way, just as an aside, that is one of the main reasons I left Twitter. Well, is because it would just became a constant dirty stream of
Aries is going to fuck a duck today, and Stevie just watched Get Glue on the Nickelodeon, and the time and temperature in Montreal is it, and it's like, really, honestly, it's just, there was so much crap that I couldn't find the conversations that I wanted to follow.
I understand that, but a lot of people are still on there, and I'm trying to keep my finger on the pulse of where people are.
Right. Well, so, people know where I'm at, so if they want to talk to me, they know where to find me.
So I was sometimes you may come across a time when you need to tweet at specific times about something. And the particular thing that I'm talking about is Mark had been doing a countdown on Twitter to when he was going to be leaving.
Yes.
And he did it in a very weird fashion, very geeky, and he claims to not be a geek except at work, but he did it by copying the information for different elements on the periodic table based on their atomic number. But he didn't put their atomic number in there. He would only put the element and the symbol and the state of the element and all that, and then he would put pound countdown. And people had to figure out what he was talking about. So I plagiarized him
all
completely.
All 700 of his listeners.
Right. Oh, would you not remind me about how many followers he has?
How many are you up to now?
I think it's a Filipino thing, because I looked at a lot of – I've been kind of stalking him on Twitter and looking at who all his people that he's talking to are. And a lot of them have 600, 700, 800 people. So I think all the Filipinos have nothing to do but to follow each other on Twitter.
Maybe he could get them to all follow you.
Well,
maybe
I wish
he should.
I wish he would. I want followers.
Followers. Follow. Oh, look, you have 168. That's up from.
It was like 165. I think I got 3.
Oh, so excellent. So you've got 3. Did you welcome your 3 new followers?
Yes, I have an automated thing that welcomes them.
Oh, well, see, there's your problem right there. You don't You don't automate it. You take the time to write a thank you letter. Look, Mike Lawson is following you.
I saw that. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
You should take the time to express to Mike Lawson.
I did send him a tweet, actually.
Your thing. Joe Jeremy is following you. His description says horny.
Could be. I decided I wanted to plagiarize and do the same countdown, but I wanted to do it for when he's coming back. I didn't want to every day at the same have to remember, because sometimes I may forget. So I wanted to set it up ahead of time. So there are several websites that do this, but I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are websites that you can go to and you can schedule tweets for later. So, and I think TweetDeck also does this, which is an app. But anyway, this website is called LaterBro. And it's a very simple interface. You simply go on there, you type in your 140 characters, you tell it the date and time, and you click save or whatever, and it will tweet that out. The only thing that annoys me about these products is they all seem to be in 15-minute increments, and I wanted it to go at 7:06, which is the exact time that he is actually going to be coming back. But my only option was 15-minute increments, so I had to do 7:15. And I realize it's probably a cron job running, and they only wanted to run it every 15 minutes is probably what is happening there. But I think there should be one that lets me choose the exact time.
Well, then do that. Write that.
I should.
Make that happen.
I should. But anyway, that's it. So laterbro.com, I believe, is the address. If you want to schedule your tweets, that is one of the places that you can go. So if you want to annoy people on a schedule without even having to bother to do it at that time.
Oh, isn't that sweet? So like one of the last photos on his TwitPic stream here is a picture of you and him.
Yeah, we had some major issues with that because he couldn't seem to get both of us in the frame.
At the airport. And there's like some goofy straight couple behind you.
Hugging. Yes.
Hugging.
You know, we had an interesting story, not really interesting, but I'm going to tell it anyway. There was a reporter from a local news station there that morning, and they were doing a story, because this is how little news there is right now. They were doing a story on who was going places, who were going places for spring break, and, you know, comparing that to rising gas prices and the economy. So this blonde chick, you know, was walking around asking people, where are you going? Are you going on spring break? And we were like, no. And she was like, oh, okay, fine. You know, because she didn't want to interview us because we didn't.
Right, because you weren't in her schema.
Demographic or whatever.
You weren't her demographic. Oh! I was trying to get to the end of the song. And I thought I had it muted. Technologic. the news. I didn't think you were going to play that. I was just like, I'm running out of song. You
need to play. I actually forgot I was supposed to be the one to play it. An American Airlines flight attendant reportedly was subdued by passengers this morning after publicly ranting over the PA system that there was a mechanical problem aboard the plane and that it was going to crash. The incident occurred as flight 2332, which was scheduled to depart at 8:25 a.m., was preparing to take off from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport for Chicago. Bethany something of Dallas, seated toward the rear of the plane, said passengers started, quote, freaking out as one of the female flight attendants gave a rambling 15-minute speech on the plane's public address system. She said, I'm not responsible for this plane crashing.
Wait. Which one's name was Bethany?
Bethany is just one of the passengers on
there. Oh, because I was going to say, maybe it's Bethany from Pride 48, you know, the one that shows up every year for the intern.
The intern?
The intern, Bethany. It's been in the opening skit for Pride 48 for the past 2 years. Anyway, it's not important. Please, okay. Move along.
So
move the show forward.
Here is a little clip of what that sounded like. So anyway, there you go. That is the...
I have no idea what you just played.
You didn't hear it at all?
I did, and then someone got...
That's it. That was her screaming as they were trying to subdue her. So basically it says several passengers who claimed to be aboard the flight posted updates to Twitter. it says, we had a crazy flight attendant who was telling us we would crash and die and got into a flight... had to be held down by 5 guys. Get glue. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, and in the middle of that, watching Airport 77 with George Kennedy, get glue.
Airport spokesman David something said that public safety officers responded to the incident. 2 females were transported to hospitals, 1 to Parkland and 1 to Baylor. So basically, she just freaked the hell out because she wasn't on some medication that she was supposed to be on. And
wow.
And when they tried to subdue her, she started screaming like someone who needed...
Do we know where Turniped was that day? Was it Turniped?
I don't know. Okay. Sorry. I wasn't ready. I should load these beforehand, I suppose.
Yes, you should.
But I put the links in there. So a woman trying to retrieve her mail was run over by her own car Thursday in the suburban Boynton Beach community of
Oklahoma. Oh my God,
Lake,
I used to
Florida.
Live in Boynton Beach. I actually, when I moved to South Florida for a few years, my first apartment was in Boynton Beach, Florida. Hey, you want to know a fun fact about Boynton Beach, Florida?
Sure.
You have to understand that all the little beach towns in Florida, all along the coast on either side, there's thousands of them, right? So it's like Boynton Beach and then Delray Beach and then Boca Raton and yada yada. There are all these little towns that are all smudged next together, and they're big... claim to fame, of course, is they all have waterfront property. Boynton Beach actually doesn't have waterfront property. They rent their waterfront beach from Delray.
Oh, well, lovely. Well, you know, there was a few years back, there was a story from there where a woman was tased and it hit all
Don't
the news.
Don't tase me,
you know?
Bro.
Yeah, right. Well, that wasn't it, but something similar. She's like, you're going to tase me? You're going to tase me?
Please tell me that her name was Barbara Stander.
No.
Because anyway. Barbara Stander is like my version of the bitch cunt of the universe. You know, like there are other podcasters that have their own versions of the bitch cunt of the universe. Barbara Stander was the wife of the company owner that I moved down to South Florida to work for, who was a bitch cunt of the universe. Anyway, please go ahead. So it wasn't Barbara Stander.
No. The car, an older model.
It would have only been Barbara Stander if she had somehow figured out how to bilk an insurance company into paying for it.
Okay. Well, the car, an older model, Oldsmobile Toronado, was in reverse when Gilda Bartlett, 82, stepped out to fetch her mail on Thursday afternoon. Quote, the door was wide open and it hit her. It knocked her down, Bartlett's neighbor, Bob... Curcio told News Channel WPTV.
I'm Bob Curcio.
I'm
Australian. I like to call it RT Cruiser.
Right. According to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's report, the woman was dragged backward for about 30 feet. Witnesses said Bartlett was hit several times by the car as it circled the pavement. Neighbors then dragged her to safety. The vehicle continued in a circular motion, maintaining a speed of about 10 to 15 miles an hour. So firefighter Jody Marlowe tried to jump into the vehicle and stop it,
But was, what could possibly go wrong with that plan?
But was thrown from the car and suffered minor injuries, the report said. The Oldsmobile was eventually stopped by a sheriff's deputy who rammed it with his patrol car.
Are you fucking kidding me? They didn't have one of those strips, one of those little flat tire strips.
I guess not. I don't know. I guess not. But
a sheriff couldn't have shot one of the wheels out or something. Why are we?
So she apparently it was in reverse. I don't know if she didn't realize she hadn't put it in park or what. But what I don't understand is how did she even get out of the car? Because if it's in reverse, seems like. As she tried to step out of the car, it would have like caught the door would have caught her immediately as the car is going.
Yeah, but
backwards.
All right. So it's an older car, right? So it's doing the parental thing, right? So park and reverse are right next to each other. So if it was in park, but it wasn't quite in park, right? And then it slipped.
I guess
into
so.
Reverse. It would have to have been right because she's not like she's going to jump out of that car. She's not a sprightly 82-year-old. She couldn't get away from a car that was going 10 miles an hour. So she,
was it like that Austin Powers scene where the roller thing is coming towards
yes.
him and he's like, no.
Yes.
And then they
yes.
go back 5 minutes later. So authorities in Western New York say.
By the way, I just want to make it clear. I'm not laughing at the lady
right, me
getting
either.
Hurt by the car. I'm laughing because I used to live down there and I know how stupid these firefighters and police officers. What the hell do we do now? I'm going to try to jump in is what I'm going to do.
Regardless, I still think it's funny. Anyway, authorities.
Why not just let the car run out of gas? It's just. Circle, just leave it alone.
It's not going anywhere. Authorities in Western New York say they've charged 4 young Amish adults with illegal possession of alcohol.
My God, that car is going around in a circle. We got to stop it.
So they were charged with illegal possession of alcohol after their buggy collided with a police car responding to a report of a drinking party underway. The Chautauqua Gosh. County Sheriff's Office tells media outlets that the crash occurred around 7:15 Sunday in the rural town of Sherman near the Pennsylvania border in New York's southwest corner. Officials say deputies were responding to reports that people were drinking in several Amish buggies on a country road. As a patrol
Take
car.
Take me home to the place that I belong.
So as a patrol car arrived on the scene. One of the Amish buggies changed lanes, colliding with the police vehicle. The buggy flipped onto its side, causing minor injuries to one of the people on board. Police. Wait. Police.
What did they do? Did it start going in reverse and they had to jump into it?
I don't quite understand this last sentence. Police say several other buggies fled the scene. So. Fuck, does a buggy flee the scene from a police car?
Very, very slowly. I'm gonna guess. Hello?
Well, hello, darling.
What?
Calling you and not Adam or that other guy. I'm calling you, Celebrity Death Phone, because apparently there have been 2 deaths that and no one told us about them, and I'm rather devastated. It hurts me. I think I'm bleeding. Apparently, live it up and
I think she's calling to report a Palm Beach. Sheriff's officer who was run over by a car going in reverse at 10 miles an hour.
I don't know. Maybe someone was trying to keep her from reporting those 2 deaths.
Wait, Live It Up, the podcast, and... it's painful.
I think she calls back.
Oh, excellent. Let's see. Well, that would be... You know, to say, oh, I think she calls back would imply that we already had these things.
Sorry.
You know. Look, oh, there she goes. Maybe that's Donna Sugar's calling back to, you know, to let us know. Hello.
So I'll just record another one. Well, hello, Celebrity Death Phone, darling. I'm just calling because I wanted to report the death of 2 very close personal friends of mine, that people that I have stood by and I've supported and I've loved dearly. I wanted to let you know that Live It Up and Wowcohol, the podcast, have died.
Yes.
Now, I don't know when, because no one obviously told us any information about that,
right, yeah.
But there's mourning everywhere. North Koreans are being beaten into tears to mourn for the loss of these two great podcasts. I love them dearly, and I'm very sad to see them go. Oh, God. Girl, that's a cheer. One cheer. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my mascara. Oh, well, so I just wanted to call and tell you, and if this doesn't get me some damn points in that game, nothing will. I'll have to kill myself and then call about it right before I do it. No,
no, I think no, that disqualifies never. You.
Okay, well, kisses, darling. Mwah! Bye!
Okay, well, Donna, thank you very much for your tenacity. In your phone calls there.
You already got points though earlier in the episode.
You did get points earlier. And I can tell you, I can exclusively report that I was on the phone with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone the other day and helping him get his website back up and running. So I'm sure a new episode of Live It Up is coming in the near future. So for that one. And for Wowcahol, you know, there is another episode of Wowcahol that will come out soon, which will be the episode that tells people that we are no longer doing the show and that we are now doing Sauced, so, and giving people all the information that we could not record it because Jean is in the middle of a semester or something like that, and she didn't have time to do it. So for that one as well. Sorry, Donna, but you did get points earlier for the Disco Inferno.
That's right. Yeah. You certainly did.
Right. So the Amish, the buggies ran away.
Yeah, basically they fled the scene.
The buggies fled the scene.
Right. It's a birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I it's a
birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Hey, I missed the Murloc there at the end of it, but Birthmaster Adam
Birthmaster.
Birthmaster. I don't know nothing about birthing no celebrities.
All right. Well, here is our first birthday for the week.
Yes.
This is a girl with an annoying voice.
Is it Donna Sugars? By the way, Donna Sugars doesn't have an annoying voice. Okay. This is Aretha Franklin. Why does she have an annoying voice?
No, this is a theme to a TV show.
Oh. All right, I never actually watched this show, if it's what I think it is, but by you saying annoying voice, I'm going to assume that this is The Nanny?
No, okay, the show is a spinoff from The Cosby Show.
With Jack A. So is it Jack A's birthday?
No. The name of the show is A Different World. And yes. It's when the children went to college.
Yes.
After the Cosby Show.
Who's the girl with the annoying voice?
Jasmine Guy.
Well, she didn't have the annoying voice. That was Jack A that had the...
Jack A's not in this show.
I know she's not in the show.
So Jasmine,
I didn't think Jasmine Guy had an annoying voice. She was the one from the Cosby Show, right? Jasmine Guy was the Lisa, the oldest daughter.
No, Jasmine Guy wasn't a daughter.
Oh,
she was
okay.
A friend,
now I remember.
The best
she
friend
was,
or something
yeah,
at
she
college.
She was like the holier than thou. What's her
and
name?
And she was like a spoiled princess, rich yes, girl,
okay.
Whatever.
Now
okay.
I remember. Okay.
Anyway, she turned 48. Okay. That was a complete
48.
Fail there.
Not
anyway.
Quite a thing.
So this next one is not a song, which you probably would have guessed, but it's you're supposed to recognize this voice.
Okay.
So
now what you're going to have to do, Rick, is you just punch it up. I'm just going to follow you. Don't try to follow me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You punch up the picture you want, and I'll follow it. Now I'm going to talk about City in Flames at the top. Good evening from Los Angeles, a city that in some sections is literally in flames. The burning and looting that began yesterday in the wake of the not guilty verdicts in the trial of Rodney is continuing today. And then go ahead, Rick.
What? Oh, it's clearly a newscaster. I just don't know.
It is a newscaster.
I don't know that I'm trying to think. So Rodney King, let's see, it wasn't Tom Brokaw who was Ron back then. Remember, she knew it was Tom Brokaw. It was not
along a similar lines as that. I mean,
I know, but I can't think of who it would possibly be. It wasn't Peter Jennings. It wasn't Peter Jennings is Canadian.
He's just as famous as those other two.
Oh, right. It's Katie Couric.
No. All right, I'll tell you this one as well. Sam Donaldson.
Oh, I forgot about Sam. You know why? Because he never, in my mind, inhabited the anchor chair. He was always the White House correspondent.
All right,
to
so
me.
Sam Donaldson turned 78.
78, a sprightly 78.
Is he still on? I think he is. So. I think he does something still. But anyway,
let's find out. Sam Donaldson.
Because you know the news is just not the same anymore. You know, no Peter Jennings, no Tom Brokaw.
Peter Jennings is dead.
Right.
Died of cancer.
Well, but I mean, still. That's not what I remember from my childhood, you know, that my parents would turn on the news and you'd hear, "Good evening, America. I'm Peter Jennings," or whatever.
Right. Let's see. What is he doing now? He doesn't appear to be... Tom Donaldson doesn't appear to be doing anything. In fact, we're not even sure he's a real person.
Does he host The Price is Right in Australia? Right.
Yeah. Let's see. He was on a semi-regular show up until March of 2010, and since then he is just an ABC News contributor and analyst, which means he's on the payroll and they drag him out for
drag him out for political coverage for the election.
Exactly. Right.
All right. Well, the next one is I think you should get this one, so I'm not going to. Hopefully, you'll get one this week. I'm not going to give you any clues.
Wait, hold on a second. Hopefully it's, you know, not the person that actually died, because that would be...
Right.
Hello?
Hey, Daniel and Adam. It's Peter G. calling, Celebrity Death Phone. I'm not sure this is so much of a celebrity as a notorious person, but...
Okay, good. Well, let's move along. He decided that it wasn't even a celebrity. And,
he already disqualified
I love it
himself.
When people disqualify themselves.
Camp guard John Demjanjuk has died at age of 91.
Who?
And repeating for the Celebrity Death Phone, Demjanjuk is dead at 91. Thanks, bye.
Yemjanjuk? Yeah. Yemjanjuk?
You have to go back. He explains who it is, but you were talking over him.
I would never, ever talk over someone. That would be...
Well, I know it's unusual, but...
That would be wrong of me to do that. Let's see here. Well, let's go back to here. Let's see.
Liberty Death Phone. I'm not sure this is so much of a celebrity as a notorious person, but Nazi camp guard John Demjanjuk has died at age of 91.
A Nazi camp guard.
Right.
For the Celebrity Death Phone, Demjanjuk is dead at 91.
Personally, I don't think that we should give celebrity to Nazi camp guards.
Demjanjuk. Yum, yum, yum. Anyone out there that's really good with mashups, can you make a song for that? Oh, wait, we've got one right now. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Sorry. Yum, yum, yum. All right, so sorry, Peter G. No, not going to do Nazis. That's what kind of a show do you think we are? Do you think we're living up? Do something tasteless like that.
All right.
Here.
So here's the next one.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play.
Is this Liza?
It is.
Okay, so is it Liza Minnelli's birthday?
It is. I was going to say.
Dear Christ, is that woman still alive?
Cocktails and Cream Puffs would not be happy if you didn't guess Liza Minnelli, because apparently...
Is she still alive?
She is still alive. She still performs, because Joey just recently, it was last year, but within a few months ago, went to a Liza Minnelli concert, I believe. She turned 66.
She turned what?
She turned 66.
That's it?
Yes. What do you
no,
mean
there's no
it?
Possible way. She's got to be much older than that.
She
Liza
is.
Minnelli is 60. Bullshit.
She
bullshit.
Is. She's 66.
My mom is 84 and looks better than Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli could not possibly be only in her 60s.
I expect a call from Joey next week.
No,
I do.
I'm sorry. I'm looking this up right now.
She is 66.
No way. No, wait, she is lying. She is at least 80.
No, she's not. Well, I don't know if she's lying or not. I mean, I wasn't there when she was born. I couldn't confirm nor deny. But I have it on good authority that the documents say she's 66.
You know, Betty White looks better than her. So. And she's 90.
How dare you, sir?
Whatever. Move along.
All right. So here's our next one. Now, this one is... Okay, you probably won't get it from this, but I have two clips. So just listen to a little bit of this, and if you know who it is, great. If not, I'll play the second one.
If I were a rich man with a million or two, I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view.
It's the second singer Lane. On this one.
That's Nathan Lane, who was the second singer.
No.
Cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
All right. Nope. So he was the second singer on that one, and it was from, should I tell you what movie that's from?
It wouldn't mean anything to me.
It's from Monsters, Inc., is the movie.
Oh, okay. See, that does mean something, because now suddenly that was John Goodman and Billy Crystal.
So here's the second one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well,
there you go. Yeah, it's Billy Crystal.
Loud and incredibly close. Thank you so much.
So what, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Billy Crystal. That was Billy Crystal.
Yes. So it was Billy Crystal. He hosted the Oscars this year.
And you're going to try to tell me that he is older than Liza Minnelli?
Billy Crystal, he actually looked fairly old at the Oscars. He is 64.
No possible way. These people are all lying about their age.
He's 64.
They look much older than that.
He does,
much,
actually.
Much older.
He's looking really old from what I remember.
I'm just saying, I'm turning 45 here in 10 days, and I refuse to believe that Liza Minnelli is only 20 years older than me.
Well, see, you can just, you know, look better. You know, that can be your goal. Look better than Liza and
Billy. Who's our next one? Come on, we're running late.
Here's our next one. Here is our next one.
They have me on the birthday cards, you know.
Yes, when you're job.
It's your birthday today. Not very people are, right?
It's, Michael Caine.
It is Michael Caine.
Satellite navigation.
So Michael Caine is 55. No, I'm just kidding. Michael Caine.
I was going to say.
He turned 79.
79. See, I'll believe that. I just can't believe that Morgan Fairchild is younger than Liza Minnelli, or is older than Liza Minnelli, or something like that. I don't know. Go ahead, please move on.
So our last birthday for today.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I should know this.
Yeah, you probably watched this. I mean, I can't say for sure, but...
Dun, 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 dun. I love how now when this gets played back in the recording, I will be singing behind it, even though with the lag and everything, I'm actually singing with that tune in my ear. Why don't I know this song? Dun, 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 dun.
Well, there's a trumpet in there, so it could be Chuck Mangione.
I got no idea. I should know this. I should know this.
Well, let me tell you the TV show.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
The TV show is Chips.
Oh, Chips. That's why I didn't know it, because I blocked that out. So it's either John Ponciarelli, expertly played by someone, or it's the other white guy, expertly played by somebody else. I'm going to guess that it's Ponch, a.k.a. Ponciarelli. That was played by that guy.
It was Eric Estrada.
Yes, Eric Estrada. You know, she even predicted his Taco Bell commercials. Yes. And I just looked it up here. I cannot believe it. Morgan Fairchild is only 2 years younger, supposedly, than Liza Minnelli. Impossible. Not even remotely possible.
Well, Morgan Fairchild looks good.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is
it's your birthday. Secret is the moment when
God, I love the lasers. You know what? I've listened back. I know that, I don't know if you listen back to our shows, but I listened back to our shows, and the past two times we haven't gotten the outro on the contact.
Oh, guess we forgot. I guess I forgot all about that, didn't I?
We have been depriving people, and by people I mean me, of lasers. So anyway, the big contact section here. I'm sure that our email is just flooding, overflowing with birthday wishes for me. You know, it's probably embarrassing. Just the sheer number of them.
Well.
Pouring out. If we were to print them out on paper, we would certainly deforest at least a small section of the northern United States.
Not exactly the entire.
Okay.
Just no.
Maybe you know, maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting until you know closer to my birthday. So maybe next week we'll just have birthday greetings flooding throughout the context.
Well, I just we got none. Is what I'm going to tell you. So. We do have a voicemail. So
is that like a consolation prize or something? Right. Nobody wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Well,
or anything.
It could be a voicemail happy birthday wish.
Oh, it could be.
I mean, we never know. I mean, you never know.
No.
I mean,
right,
I've listened
play the voicemail.
To it, but
play
you
the
haven't.
Play the voicemail.
So.
Well, hello, Adam, darling. Oh, you and your co-host.
Oh, I guess it's for me. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'll just walk away over here. Yeah, just call me. Call me when you're.
His name, because he clearly doesn't remember mine. I don't know if we haven't spoken in ages. Well, I'm not calling about him. Well, Adam, darling, this is Donna Sugars, by the way. I don't know if you can know from my feminazi boy.
I knew that.
I just wanted to call about your Twitter name. I was thinking about this long and hard, which is funny because that's the name I was going with. I really think that you should rename your Twitter Grower, Not Shower. And I have...
I'm offended. Because... Now...
I'm not a part of this conversation. Right.
Well, I'm offended because that's the first thing that came to her mind when she thought of me is grower, not shower. I mean, you know. Well, anyway,
yeah, you have numerous pornographic videos on the internet. You were definitely a shower.
First of all, you have said that you are a grower, not a shower. And second of all, we've all seen your dick. So I mean, everyone went to Vegas. The other
now. She yes. almost saved herself because she said, first of all, you said you're a grower, right. not a shower. But then she goes right. on to say, and we've all seen your dick.
Right.
As if to state that because I wasn't hard in Vegas, it looked tiny and it confirmed that I'm a grower, not a shower.
Why does that matter?
Well, I'm just saying.
If you think about it, people with grossly inappropriate names and photos tend to get a lot of listeners. So, grower, not shower, then change the photo to some porn star in undergarments where you see the whole package and all of its extendedness.
Yes.
It doesn't even have to be your package, and I guarantee you'll shoot past him and followers. Well, just thought I would share. Kisses, darling. No S. Bye.
I'm sure she's going to be very ashamed that she didn't remember that it was your birthday. And you know,
now here's the thing. I don't understand why you would be why you would care about the whole showing not growing thing. It seems all right. Isn't it bad enough that your self-worth is wrapped up in the size of your erect penis to start with?
It's not
much less the size that it might be before it is erect. I mean, honestly, it's like, have you ever not dated someone because when they weren't hard, they weren't big enough?
No, and I'm, you know what, I'm but, not.
And would anyone care if they were, oh, you have a tiny penis. Oh, which turns into an enormous one. Now I can live with that. So, I mean, isn't that, you know, really, honestly, is there any shame in being a show or not a girl?
I have never been unhappy with my penis, but I
would be offended the fact that she wants you to use a porn star.
I was actually I wanted
penis.
To mention she goes you could put some porn star on there.
It doesn't even have to be your penis.
Doesn't even have to be yours because we know that yours is not impressive enough to get followers. I just have to go on. How did he get almost 700 followers? He doesn't do a podcast.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't do a blog. He uh-huh. doesn't do any. How in the hell?
Because I'm going to answer this for you just because I know that it, as much fun as it drives, you know, as I'm deriving out of it, driving you nuts, there's a very simple answer to it.
What's the answer?
How many tweets has he made?
I don't know.
18,000 and something. How many tweets have you made?
I don't know.
Little over 1,000. He has been 18 times more active on Twitter than you, and that's what happens. The more active you are on Twitter, the more people that following you are, you get.
Well, anyway, you know what I really need to do? I was speaking about it last week, and there are all those porn kind of Twitter ones where there are these guys who post who go out and find really hot pictures and post them like every day, and they get followers. And then there's this other guy who asks all the people on Twitter, send him pictures of yourself, and he will send out that picture with your Twitter handle as well, so that if people like your picture, they will follow you and he'll give you a shout out. So
Roger.
Maybe I need to just send a pornographic photo of myself to that guy.
Just send him a link to your videos. All right, let's move on here. So we've got Gravitas has left something. What is it? Where did Gravitas leave this?
I put out next to it. Google Plus.
In contact? Oh, on Google Plus.
Yeah, I just copied these
So on Google Plus, Gravitas said, Brits and their Sky News getting their facts wrong. I rely on dubious intent for my fair and pH balanced news. And I think that was in reply to somebody. He was replying to Steve.
Yes,
in the UK,
he was.
About something.
Right.
Which you could have included that because we don't know what he was replying to. Could have been anything. Also, Gravitas. Gravitas has been quite busy this week.
Quite active.
Sending me the non-Canadian zipped techno file. And so let's see. Dubious intent. This is a contact. This is a message left on our website. Dropbox. I'll have to research that. Thanks. I'm buying an SSD now. Oh, by the way, I should include this in the tech segment. If you end up buying a Crucial M4 SSD, that would be any size Crucial M4. So a 64 gig all the way up to the 512 gig. This one that I'm holding is the 256 gig. There is a... Oh! Well, it broke.
Really?
Good. Right. There is a firmware update because mine has been causing my machine to be SOD. And so in frustration, I narrowed it down to it was, in fact, the SSD causing the problems. And now I have tracked it down, and Crucial just released a new firmware update for their drives to prevent the BSOD problem, which I have not tested yet, but it is supposed to be there. Anyway, so thank you there, Gravitas. Gravitas, once again, on Google+. Adam Burns Mittens or Mark? I'm confused.
Mark.
So it was Gravitas that was worried about them. Well, you know, it's his nickname. His nickname is Mittens. Let's see. Tom from Chicago says, always fun. Thanks for the show. I don't know what that's in reply to. Scotty says, I hope my flatmate doesn't do this. When I get my pig with a lipstick on it, dubious intent. Oh, well, she'll probably have the inferior iPad too. She'll need to get a new one. This is the video of someone using their iPad as a chopping board.
Right. And it would mean nothing to play the audio because it's in German.
Right.
And yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then West Stone said, what a good idea. I've been just throwing my iPads in the garbage. I get a new one every week. Indeed, they do. And you know what? There has been a lot of snark. I know. Can you imagine that snark on the internet?
Well, I was going to say, that's not true about Wes.
Right. Right.
I don't think he probably has any iPad.
I don't think he does.
Currently.
He might, because I think he's still under the impression that like a pad of paper is the iPad.
Maybe he drew a little eye on it. Right. So I do have back to Gravitas's technology about getting an SSD, I had a question that I wanted to ask you really quick.
Yes.
And I should have brought it up in the technology section, but I forgot. So when I have not ordered my computer yet.
Yes.
And I'm going to, I swear I am, but
it's on your list.
They added this new thing that wasn't there before called Intel Smart Response Technology for Z68.
Yes.
And it says that it combines SSD and standard hard drives into a single volume for fast performance while maintaining large storage capacities.
Yes.
It utilizes a portion of your SSD drive for caching frequently used applications, blah, 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 blah. Now, I was already going to get a 240 gig solid state drive and then a 1 terabyte spinning drive. The biggest solid state drive they offer for this Intel Smart Response is 60 gig. So my question is this any better than just getting the 240 gig solid state and the 1 terabyte?
No, in fact, this is the exact same thing. If you were to, let's say, take a really fast USB
thumb drive, right? So not your $5 USB thumb drive that you go and buy, but the $30 USB thumb drive that you go and buy.
Okay.
The one that is rated for to store videos in real time or whatever. It has to do with the write speed on them and whether it's a USB 3 device or not. If you were to get one of those and to use it and with the Windows Ready Drive technology, which is will take an SSD drive of any form, even a USB flash drive, and use it to speed your system up by caching things that are frequently accessed. This is the exact same thing. It's just built onto the drive. So okay. It's not going to perform any better than if you had a USB memory stick shoved into your computer and were using the Ready Drive.
Because I was going to say, the read and write speeds on these solid states are actually slower than the one that I'm getting.
Correct.
So,
and so I would just stick with the pure SSD that you're going to get. Right. So, and the other thing that I wanted to say, which I should have brought this up and I didn't, I went to Bobby Flay's restaurant the other night. It was very, very good. And I just wanted to mention
which
that.
One?
Because I, Bar America.
Oh, okay.
At the Mohegan Sun.
So was that all of our contact?
That was all
okay,
of our contact.
Okay, one second.
Oh, so
one,
we can, wait, oh, that's right.
3, 2, 1.
Contact. Oh, okay,
God.
I took care of that.
Right. Excellent. No, so I went to Bobby Flay's Bar America the other night. I know several people were making fun of me on the Google Plus for the $9 potato chips, but...
Well, how is Bobby Flay's restaurant? I mean, how is it?
It was very good. And here's the thing that really gets me is I watch food now. You know, I watch food TV and I watch Top Chef and
right.
I watch all of these things. And so, you know, I'm familiar with, oh, there's Tom Colicchio and he's a host of this show. Oh, and there's Bobby Flay and he's, you know, an arrogant fuck and he, you know, is an actor on Entourage or tries to be an actor on Entourage. And sometimes he seems a bit full of himself. And so I'm not a big fan of Bobby Flay personally. You know what I'm saying? It's personality wise. But I got to say, having now eaten at Tom Colicchio's restaurant and Bobby Flay's restaurant, I understand why they are famous. I understand why they are incredibly, you know, well-respected chefs because their food is fucking awesome. It's like Bobby Flay's restaurant. And I know someone was saying on Google Plus, oh, look, Michael Jordan's steakhouse is right next door. You should go there. Michael Jordan
Michael
is a
Jackson.
Fucking, whatever. He's a fucking sports ball dude. What the hell does he know about cooking? It's like, yeah, that's like the people that buy the Vera Wang stemware and stuff for their weddings and say, oh, I registered with the Vera Wang stemware. She makes clothes. She doesn't like go out there and blow the glass stemware or whatever. It's like stemware that she went and slapped her name on over trying to make a buck. The same thing with food. It's like Michael Jordan doesn't know dick about cooking. He threw his name on a restaurant that may or may not be good. I don't know one way or the other. But if it is good, it has not one goddamn thing to do with Michael Jordan. It has to do with whoever the chef is in there. And Bobby Flay, Tom Colicchio have mad respect for me from their food because I've eaten at both of their restaurants now and they were both just transcendent experiences. In fact, I bought the cookbook from the Bobby Flay restaurant and I'm looking forward to making some of his mustard-based barbecue sauces here.
Great. So. Well, you can report and tell us how that turns out.
I am expecting it to be transcendent. Transcendently delicious with a touch of, I can't even, I was going to try to say that then it would be revolutionary.
I was going to say,
No, I'm sure. You know what? I'm sure yours was a lot better. What was yours?
No, I was just going to ask you, I kept trying to lead up to like prompt you because I said,
go ahead. No,
how
go ahead.
Is
do it
Bobby Flay's food?
It's revolutionary. Wait, was that what you were going for?
That is what I was going for.
Okay, good. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com. Or send us birthday wishes. Or, you know, and by us, I mean me. Whatever.
Right.
Phone calls, birthday wishes. Birthday presents, you know, any of it. It'd be good. I gave my address out and everything, so I'm sure nothing. What could possibly go wrong? Anyway, so are we? Hopefully, we're not editing right. We're just
right.
Slapping this out.
So you can follow me on Twitter, AdamH2T. And
that's
if you're gonna
right.
buy
Adam
me
H2T.
that thing that I was talking about last time, let me know because I may buy it for myself if no one does.
Right. Wait until after my birthday.
Yes.
Say goodnight, mittens.
Goodnight, mittens.
Okay, cool. Done.